Ches Nisan Simun Kuf Yudzayin Halachay Tu Halacha Yud Aleph. Continuing with the topic of kitniyot, which was essentially any items that we were concerned flour or wheat was mixed in the process, we try to stay away. So there's a list, as we mentioned, but you see already from the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, if you know for sure that there's no concern b'zman hazeh, usually it would be okay, unless there's a very clear what's called the loy plug, that there was already accepted not to eat them. So I think here's an example where the Kitzur says dvash honey. What can be the concern with honey? They used to add flour and mix in flour. But if you have honey that wasn't yet still part of the honeycomb, sometimes you go to hotels in El Tisol, they have honeycomb for breakfast, geschmack. So that honeycomb is not a problem. Or if the honeycomb was taken apart from the honeycomb, the honey was taken apart from the honeycomb for the sake of Pesach, also okay, says the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. So what do you see? That as long as there is a proper watching over these items, it's not a problem. Pshas Hadchak, we have what's called the matzah shir. Matzah shir is what we generally refer to as egg matzah. People get very confused. Egg matzah. Egg matzah is kosher for Passover, but then it says in the small little letters only for someone that's sick, or children, etc., or elderly people that can't handle regular matzah. So the Kitzur discusses this. He says yes, and the reason for that is because what's the debate? In the Rishonim, there's a discussion, whenever you make flour, you mix flour with mei peiros, different types of fruit juices, and there's other extensions of what fruit juices include, fats and oils and this and that. But the point is that maybe it ushers and rushes the process of fermentation. So that's a debate. Some Rishonim learn, no, that's only if there's water together with fruit juice. So some have a concern that maybe the water will get mixed in. So that's the reason why by Ashkenazim, we're much more machmir, and we only allow it for someone that's elderly, someone that's not well, can't handle matzah. And then you're allowed to make these egg matzahs. Now, the Kitzur himself says that this doesn't apply to the first two nights, meaning for the fulfillment of the mitzvah of eating matzah, ba'era tochel matzahs, that you need regular matzah. Now, in truth, there's a beautiful Chasam Sofer. It's actually Chasam Sofer that's written ala Torah. And where he says of Gevaldik Chiddush based on the Ramah, really he put it into the Ramah that Bizman Azemi, where do we learn that you're not allowed to have egg matzah? It's based on the Pasuk Lechemon. The Lechemon is only mentioned in the Kriya Sater and Pashas Re'eh, where together we come Pesach. So there's a Svarat to say like this, Be'er HaTuch L'matzah is, that's a din, that's a separate halacha of eating matzah, but it doesn't say Lechemoni. So the place where it says lechemoni is with korban pesach. Today, the menorah of korban pesach, we don't know the limitation of lechemoni, and that's the reason why he says chasam sofer. There's a meaning not to have erev pesach egg matzahs because you can fulfill your mitzvah with egg matzah. So this is something certainly when someone has a real difficulty health wise, etc., to keep in the back of your in your pocket in case of a major need. Okay, when it comes to placing grain and what's called chaff. The psoilis, the bran of different grains in front of your birds and in your backyard, those that have birds in your backyard, or any other type of animals, plenty of pets that people have today. Well, now, the biggest pet today is what's called the starters, the sourdough starters. You feed them, you take care of them, people are worried about them more than the animals. So the halacha is, except that there's a mitzvah maybe there's din tzah balichayim also. But the bottom line is that when it comes to these grains, you have to be careful because if you come in contact with water, they can become fermented and you have chametz in your reshus, in your domain. So therefore, the Kitzur says you have to place them in a place that's dry, no water in contact. And when it comes to the animal, you have to be careful totally not giving him bran because of his saliva that gets mixed together. Now, this also opens up the whole discussion of anyone that has pets today, that's to train as much as possible. The best thing is to train already the animals way before in a different type of diet because it becomes complicated finding the proper diet, proper ways of feeding your animals throughout Passover, throughout Pesach. And one of the eights is to give it to a non-Jew, which is really what we're going to discuss in a moment. Now, Erev Pesach, from the time that Chametz is also, which is the 6 hour, and all the days of Pesach, you're not allowed to enjoy, not just you're not allowed to eat, and you're not allowed to enjoy your own chametz or have possession of your own chametz, you can't enjoy the chametz of a non-Jew either. So therefore, you're not allowed to deliver chametz for a Jew, If an Andrew asks at their work, okay, can you go pick up some pizza for me? That's a problem. There's a little bit of a head there that Chuvas Vanagas discusses. If you're using the non-Jewish boss's credit card, that might be a little bit better. But as much as one can avoid this, because when you are becoming a messenger, first of all, there's no shlichus la'akum. One another problem is that you might come to eat it. Another reason is what's called a koloitzi b'kiyumai. This is a big concept that you want it to exist and keep it around. So therefore, there's a major discussion of delivering chametz for an Andrew. And when it comes to being nana, meaning to have hanah, like renting out, that's the next part of the kitzah, renting out, let's say, a hotel or apartments or car deliveries, specifically for the purpose of storage or moving chametz, etc. That will be a problem because it's considered to be mistakel, making money off isuri hanah. Now, you're allowed to rent a room for the week, even though it includes Pesach, and besides the halachas of Shabbos and Yom Tov, because you're doing it by Avlah, so it's an entire week. And so long as a non-Jew is not saying, oh, I'm doing it for the purpose of placing my chametz there. And the reason for that is because you don't really care, and you're going to charge him regardless of whether he's putting the chametz there or not. So therefore, in such a case, it is not a problem. Now, another discussion is, like I mentioned, to give your animal to a non-Jew, this becomes so problematic. So in as much as is possible, like we said, change your diet, if you could change the animal's diet. If not, so one of the ways is to sell the, and get the, if you hopefully have a nice non-Jew who's willing to take your animal for the week of Pesach, and also really make a proper kinyan so it's theirs. So therefore, if they're feeding the animal chametz, at least there's much more to rely on. But again, it's a little bit complicated to do that, and not always a possibility. When it comes to a mishalis, a servant, cleaning ladies, non-Jews, and you want to feed them, or you have workers that are working, you know, lechatchila you should have workers, I'm talking about that's a construction and stuff, it's a different shaila of working certainly on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But let's say you have a cleaning lady, you want her to have some pizza. So the answer is you can give them money and say, go out, eat lunch, and even if you're going to eat pizza. But you can't tell, for example, you can't tell the pizza place, give them here's money, and give the pizza, because that would be the worst. He's your shaliach, and you're telling him to give chametz. One of the ways of what you could do, the kitzah says, is you could tell the person, listen, give them lunch, and I'm going to owe you money. So then the owing of the money is not really a problem, and you're not really directly telling him to give chametz. So this is one of the, definitely ask a shayla before you're taking care of your workers with chametz. Have a beautiful day.